It's been a busy 6 months for Neil Young. The 66-year-old singer-songwriter has released a cover album, a memoir, and today a two-disc album with longtime band Crazy Horse. It's called Psychedelic Pill. Music critic Tom Moon has our review.
What explains the continued relevance of Neil Young? It's not simply that he wrote a bunch of great songs decades ago. It's not just that fragile voice, either. One thing that's always set him apart is creative restlessness. Since the early 1970s, he's been a moving target, putting out earnest acoustic confessionals, followed by quirky experiments, followed by the visceral, savage rock that inspired Nirvana and many others. It's that electric approach that yields the most vital music on Psychedelic Pill. Neil Young has been doing a lot of looking back lately. To go along with his memoir, he's written a few nostalgic songs that are even more sentimental than usual. Stark, odd meditations like this one, which opens the album. You'll notice that in the very first verse, he does a crafty bit of cross-promotion for his book.
Dreaming about the way things sound now, write about them in my book. Worry that you can't hear me now, feel the time I took to help you feel this feeling, let you ride along, dreaming about the way you feel now when you hear my song.
When a rock star reaches memoir writing age, his or her most impactful music is usually a flyspeck in the rearview mirror. The primary activity becomes reselling the myth. That's not the case with Neil Young. Sure, he recycles stuff. Some of the melodies and chord sequences here echo songs he wrote decades ago. But the best moments on this uneven set find him immersed in sharing what he's been thinking about lately, his complex emotional landscape.
Walking with the devil on a twisted road, listen to the dead on the radio. That old time music used to soothe my soul. If I ever get home, I'm gonna let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
And of course, Neil Young has help. Whenever things get too cozy, Crazy Horse is there to rearrange the furniture. These longtime collaborators won't let their leader rest on any laurels. When the singing stops and Young falls into one of the band's epic guitar journeys, the music positively erupts.
The new album from Neil Young and Crazy Horse is called Psychedelic Pill. Our critic is Tom Moore.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.